You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We do have the good doctor on the line. Dr. Tumoromoto, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Lovely, lovely. All right. Let's get into our conversation before our lines mess us up again. We are talking about the issue of mental health. And for the purposes of today, we're talking about honoring God by caring for your mental health. So I've always been skeptical about the idea of self-love. But today we're not talking necessarily about self-love, but we're talking about self-care. Isn't self-care selfish? And in fact, it can be a form of honoring God, we're told. Your mind is a temple, and caring for your mental well-being is part of being a good steward of what God has given you. So we're going to be exploring exactly that, Christian self-care practices that can help mental health thrive. First of all, define for us, what is self-care, Dr. Tumoromoto?
Okay, so the World Health Organization defines self-care. Self-care is the ability of individuals, families, communities to promote health, prevent disease, maintain health, and cope with illness and disability with or without the support of the healthy worker.
I see.
That is a definition that I would give at this moment.
So what does the Bible say about caring for our mental and emotional well-being, Doctor?
So with this self-care, it is, when you look at it, in the first place, you would be saying, this could not be biblical. It's like you are selfish. You are getting all things for yourself.
Mm.
But when you look at the self-care, the way the Bible puts it, especially the example of Jesus Christ, on Matthew 6, verse 32, the Bible says, the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a desolate place by themselves.
Mm.
So in the business of proclaiming the gospel, of teaching people, of letting people get better, Jesus Christ as a service provider at that moment, notice that you can't just go on doing the good things and neglecting things about yourself.
Mm.
So in this case, we see Jesus Christ calling his disciples, say, hey, let's leave this work. Let's go aside. Let's be by ourselves.
Yeah.
So I take a principle there that it is important for us to take care of ourselves before we take care of others.
Okay.
I think this is a very important principle. It is biblical.
Okay. So how can Christians practice self-care without feeling guilty or that perhaps they are being selfish?
So still the Bible would be our guide in this case, or a principle. We would learn to how God also operate. For example, soon after creation, God did something spectacular. As he was giving the laws to the children of Israel, he highlighted the law of the Sabbath. Like on Exodus 31, verse 16, 17, the Bible says, therefore, the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a covenant forever. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth,
mm-hmm.
and on the seventh day he rested,
mm-hmm.
and was refreshed. So the point is, get some rest. I mean, focus on yourself. It is not selfish. You are looking at it so that you can also find rest so that you can go on to minister on to others after you have rested. So in this case, then, we see that as Christians, we shouldn't be guilty or feel selfish. It is okay to take focus on yourself and then focus on others.
Tell us how we can have faith and how faith can play a role in self-care routines for our own mental health.
So faith is very important. Say that we need to have faith, but at the same time, we should know that we need to promote our mental health.
Mm.
Why should we do that? There is a simple reason that if you are thinking well, if your mental health is okay, you are really going to appreciate the service you give to God and the service you give to mankind.
Mm.
But if your mental capacities or you are suffering mentally, it's very difficult for you to minister unto others or even give a service to God. So it is very important that while we have faith, we should know that this faith goes hand in hand with also mental health.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what are the practical ways Christians can prioritize their own mental health alongside their spiritual health?
So there are a number of things that we really need to do. Some of the ways is, as you are on the spiritual journey, you should also know that this spiritual journey, for it to be appreciated, you need to have good mental health.
Mm.
And so the things which can help mental health,
right?
One of them is you need to have a regular exercise to keep your body strong.
Right.
You also need to have time for special prayer. That also builds your faith, but it also helps your mental health because the two are intertwined.
Right.
And as you go about, you will really appreciate that you are moving well on the spiritual journey. So it is a combination of faith and these other things that are also needed that build our mental capacity.
Here's my final question, Dr. Tomolomoto. How does taking care of your mental health reflect good stewardship of life, the life that God has given you?
Let's take a look at a verse in the Bible that's in the book of Corinthians, chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. The Bible says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price.
Mm.
So glorify God in your body. So when you take care of your mental health, you are actually doing a good. You are honoring God because God wants his temple to be taken care of. And it is not selfishness.
Right.
It is actually good service to God. So if we neglect taking care of our mental health, on the other hand, we're also not doing a good service to God. Because God wants our bodies to be pure, to be good. So he delights if you have good mental health. That is what I would say.
Mm. Okay. All right. We'll leave you there, Dr. Mo. We appreciate all that you've done for us to put together all this complex subject of mental health and faith. Very, very intricate balance that needs to be struck. And you helped us do that the entire week. Thank you very much for your time. And may God bless you in your ministry, Dr. Tumulmoto.
Well, we praise God. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. It's a very complex subject. I hope it just be we scratch on top. Maybe more can be spread on the, by individuals. God Indeed. Bless you too. Thanks.
Indeed. Thank you very much, sir.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.